kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back. Learning the fine art of balancing work and family life while prioritizing your time. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Michael Falloon with Hart Street LLC about their firm's investments in the oil and gas industry and what the shale plays look like around $40 oil. Plus, Ashley Jonas, online entrepreneur with a yoga entrepreneur, actually, gives details about a yoga education seminar coming up for people who may want to consider that profession. Plus, Stephen Hines, owner of The Word Merchant, talks about the time he took on AOL Time Warner and how that experience led to his current article and commentary gig. Plus, Steve Mortensen talks about the independent water business. All that and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. You can make a million too. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Michael Falloon with Hart Street LLC.
And we've got Michael Falloon with Hart Street with us. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, Hart Street, what is it?
Well, we're a financial advisory firm, basically covering the energy industry, focused on EMPs, oil service, refineries.
What are you seeing? You know, a lot of times when the price comes, then they go get the money. So you guys have to, I imagine, being part of that. Are you? And then there's a little bit of a lag. Usually, you know, 3-6 months, whatever it takes to get the people round up, to get after they lock in. What are you seeing for the next 3 to 6 months in the world of the oil world, I guess, when the wells?
For right now, over the next two quarters, it's probably going to be relatively flat. The thing that's happening right now, with the Saudis decreasing exports to the U.S. and with all the shorts that are in the market, expectations are that we could actually have a short squeeze. But if you look at the market as a whole, world inventories are coming down and things are starting to look better, just not at the rate we had expected at the beginning of the year.
Where do you see the U.S. shale plays in terms of contributing then to the global economy?
Well, I expect that shale production is going to continue to increase throughout the end of the year. We're going to add rigs through the end of the year. I just don't think it's going to happen as quick. We're going to see some of those production increases, but they're going to be a little tapered as compared to what we had seen over the past couple of months. Right now, operator hedges are going to start rolling off, and they didn't get as hedged as they wanted to for the second half of this year. So when that happens, we'll see a few less barrels increasing, but it's going to be flat to a little bit up towards the end of the year.
You're here at the Bakken. Comment on the Bakken itself, but outside of the Bakken, do you see the Permian or any of the other ones that are really going to shine this year? Talk about the Bakken first and then transition into maybe one or two other shale plays.
Well, we've seen a steady improvement in Bakken well results, both the Bakken and the Three Forks, anywhere near northeast McKenzie County. And the reason why it's improving is we're seeing a steady change in well design, where it's increased proppant, better fracturing closer to the well bore, and that increases some well costs a little bit, but it's improving production exponentially. So what ends up happening out of that is that I think Bakken operators are going to need less money or a lower realized price to get what they want, and that's what's going to keep growing production in the short term. But like I said, it's a little bit, it's not going to be taken off right here. We need $55 oil for that to happen. Otherwise, they're just going to be drilling the big wells. They'll still be making money, but they really can't branch out, hit some of the other source rock, and go further into McKenzie County down towards the west and things like that until we get higher prices.
Do we still have some sweet spot left?
Oh, there's plenty of sweet spot left, yeah.
You start to wonder because, you can't – you start, talking about under 40 bucks. You can't branch too far outside of that sweet spot without losing a lot of money.
Yeah, and really I think it's going to be tough to go below 42 bucks a barrel. We may because of how people trade the oil markets. But essentially once we get to about $42, operators start to get – they're going to slow down precipitously.
Okay.
So, and that's what's going to actually kind of drive the price up a little bit, that and increased demand that's coming forward this year. And as some of those OPEC and non-OPEC cuts, plus just depletion of the legacy fields. Mm-hmm. I mean, legacy fields, they're half of the oil produced in the world, and they decrease 5% every year.
How about when it comes to drill times? Are you seeing, is that impacting what you do at all? I mean, I would imagine 2 days shaved off of drill time means substantial monies.
It does, and the beauty of it is that operators, everybody looks at rig rates. They shouldn't really look at that so much as they look at completion crews, but everybody looks at rig rates. They pop those holes in the ground and they wait. Mm-hmm. And then if we get our short squeeze, man, we're going to get some production out of those wells quick. And the timing's great, but I think when we get all those ducks and they're drilling them, I think they're just waiting for the most opportune time to get that production on. And since they can do it so quick, they've got the advantage.
Michael Falloon, Hart Street, LLC. You spoke earlier today, just a couple things that you wanted people to walk away with, two or three things from your presentation.
Well, I would say the main thing is that right now everybody seems to think that break-even prices are about as low as they can go. That's not really the truth. If you look at enhanced completion designs, they started doing them a little bit in 2008 with EOG, but we're in the infancy. They're going to get better. I mean, no matter if anybody ever says we're going to get less production out of wells and not do as well as we are now or not improve, they're full of it. Oil guys are smart. They're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. They're going to produce more oil. And shale becomes a much bigger player in the near future. The second thing is Lee County, New Mexico, EOG wells, Rattlesnake Pad and the Whirling Wind Pad. Those are two to look at.
To listen to the full-length interview with Michael Falloon from Hart Street, LLC, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Oh, they're never gonna get you with their big old pearly teeth.
Pearly teeth, pearly teeth, pearly teeth.
Yeah, the word in the water is you're way too pretty to eat.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Well, you're my pineapple baby, let me be your mango man.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.